Full disclosure, I live on Lower Kettle Creek Road, a popular portal to Cottonwood Pass from the west. The entire trip over the pass from the Highway 82 Kettle Creek intersection in Garfield County to Gypsum in Eagle County covers about 26 miles of narrow, windy, sometimes hair-raising road that wasn't meant for heavy two-lane traffic.
People don't understand that it comes down to one or one and a half lanes, and you can create a domino effect of traffic jams and potential accidents and things along those lines. So, yeah, it can be very hair-raising, especially if you're not used to it, and even if you're used to it, you'll grip the steering wheel a few times.
Eagle County Sheriff James Van Beek met me at the OHV parking lot near the top of Cottonwood Pass on a recent August afternoon.
We've quadrupled or even tenfold the amount of traffic that's on this road. We're skidding number counts right now compared to what we normally have. But, you know, normally it would be one or two vehicles every 5-10 minutes. And, I mean, we're sitting here now. We've probably had 50 vehicles in the last 2-3 minutes go by us. So it's a large amount of vehicles.
During the 2020 Grizzly Creek fire, which started all of this year's mudslide mess, Eagle County created what Van Beek calls a what-if plan.
So then, of course, when we started getting the flooding, that was one of it. As the canyon's closed, how do we redirect traffic? How do we keep locals as much as possible giving access to what the necessary things, such as the hospitals and workers living in Roaring Fork Valley coming over to the Eagle Valley and workers in the Eagle Valley going over to Roaring Fork Valley to do business?
He added that it was impractical for a variety of reasons to only let locals or commuters through. So the team decided to limit the length of vehicles allowed over the pass to 35 feet from axle to axle. But that became overwhelming when the canyon closed on July 29th.
We can do this for a short period of time, but we're not designed and we're not set up with manpower to be able to do indefinitely. And so that's where we actually called the state up and said, we need more resources, we need to be able to do more because this is impacting us.
So I am Sergeant Kevin Duke, out of the Colorado National Guard, 220th MP Company, based out of Denver, Colorado.
Sergeant Duke commands a National Guard patrol with traffic control points in both counties along the Cottonwood Pass route, replete with desert-colored Humvees.
I've noticed a lot of out-of-state traffic, a lot of people that do not know this pass, so they're taking the pass at really high speeds. And due to that, we've had numerous cars go off the road or traffic problems, people almost getting thrown off the road themselves.
And I notice we've got State Patrol and Garfield County Sheriff here at the moment. Is that typical?
Yes, so as of our third day, we've noticed that having them out here has assisted us with keeping the speeds down because people are flying around these corners, just it's endangering everybody out here.
Specialist Ulysses Rodriguez, also from Denver, is part of the patrol. He speaks Spanish, which he told KDNK has been invaluable.
It's going good. I feel like I'm not just helping the community. I'm helping everyone overall. The Latino community, they feel really grateful that somebody's here that can communicate because there was a few that at certain checkpoints, there's language barriers and they get lost without improper communication. So it's been great leading them down the correct way, turning them around. Some of them missed the town they're supposed to be at. So it's been nothing but good, man.
Sergeant Duke added that the National Guard is stationed here until August 22nd. Sheriff Van Beek said Eagle County is already preparing for winter use of the road.
They want to kind of improve some of the road to a certain degree that they can try to harden the road, but that's a lot of work in a very short period of time. Mm-hmm. Depending on the winter, if it's a more mild winter and so on, they might be able to keep the Cottonwood Pass open longer. Majority of this road, as precarious and fun it can be to drive, could probably be maintained and remain open to a certain degree, except the one place that becomes extremely dangerous is Blue Hill.
On the Eagle County side.
And that would be where we'd have to do all the work and everything, throw all our resources at it to try to make it passable. Mm-hmm. And that's not always practical.
But he added, no amount of road prep can keep the snow from closing the pass altogether.
And then the fastest and basically the only route will be the northerly route through Steamboat, then Craig, and then coming down through Meeker and then through Rifle again, because, of course, Independence Pass will be closed.
He said that even if Glenwood Canyon opens on Saturday, it's time for counties, the state, and the federal government to make a better plan for Cottonwood Pass.
You know, what can we all do together that's best for the entire community? Because we're affecting, obviously, Garfield County and Eagle County, but then you also have Pickens County. We got Rio Blanco County because Sheriff Mazzola that was up there, he's not dealing with closures. He's dealing with there's such a volume of traffic up there that they can barely do anything but traffic. So there's a cause and effect on this one. And it's part of the way the infrastructure is designed. So we need to have a long-term plan because this is going to happen again.
Garfield and Eagle County commissioners, staff, and sheriffs joined the State Department of Transportation for a work session on August 10th to discuss a plan, but it could take months before anything is worked out. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.